Welcome back to part two of our interview with NSPCC Helpline Ambassador, Dr. Linda Papadopoulos. Linda, can you tell us a bit more about the signs that a baby could be at risk?
Yes, there's no definitive checklist, but I think what one wants to look out for is a baby who has bruises or injuries that are unexplained, a baby who's persistently crying, a baby that isn't cared for properly, if their nappies are never changed or soiled nappies are left drying around the house, their clothes are dirty or wet. Also be aware of parents' behavior. If a parent is always very angry or shouting around the baby, if a parent is misusing drugs or alcohol, a parent is leaving a child unattended for long periods of time in a cot or a chair, all of these things should raise alarm bells.
And if a baby doesn't get the help they need, what are the potential consequences for the baby and the family?
Well, these can be huge, and they're both physical and psychological. Now, from a physical point of view, babies are extremely fragile. Their bones, their skulls, the way that they've developed means that you can do a lot of harm very, very easily. So they need to be handled gently. If not, we can see broken bones, we can see bruises, we can, even see brain damage if a baby's shaken. And in very extreme cases, it can even cause a baby's death, abuse. From a psychological point of view, again, that first year is vital. It's vital for connection. It's vital for trust. It's vital for self-esteem. So if a child is neglected, he doesn't develop that important attachment with, that maternal or paternal figure that they need in the early stages, which means later on in life they'll have problems with their own relationships potentially. They'll have issues around trust. They'll have issues around feeling that they're not valued or valid as human beings. So, again, we're talking both short-term implications but also long-term implications as well.
And so finally, what's your message to people? How can people help?
I think the message is very simple. It's never been easier to contact the NSPCC. You can call, you can text, you can email. And I think if there's an alarm bell, if you think that something's going on, better err on the side of caution. Better, take the time to give that baby a voice. The helpline is on 0808 800 5000. The email is help@nspcc.org, and the text number is 888-58. I would say the All Babies Count campaign for me is a hugely important one, because basically it's standing up for some of the most vulnerable sector of our society.
Thank you very much, Dr. Linda, for your time today.
Thank you.